AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Merrick Garland is bashing growing threats against the Justice Department. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In a forceful and at times emotional speech to department employees, Garland said they faced everything from conspiracy theories to threats of violence.
Through your work, you have made clear that the Justice Department will not be intimidated by these attacks. But it is dangerous and outrageous that you have to endure them.
Garland's remarks came amid GOP claims the Biden administration has weaponized the Justice Department to go after Donald Trump. The Attorney General says department employees have made clear they do not bend to politics.
And that they will not break under pressure.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A man whose pickup truck got trapped in rushing floodwaters unleashed by rains in Louisiana from Hurricane Francine was saved by a Good Samaritan who also happened to be an emergency room nurse, Miles Crawford.
It was rising like very fast. I think by the time I got out of there, the entire truck was submerged, but I was probably up to like my chest, my neck.
Francine is weaker now and no longer a hurricane as it goes over land, drenching parts of Louisiana. A ban on abortion in North Dakota has been struck down by a judge who ruled the state constitution creates a fundamental right to access abortion before a fetus is viable. New York Mayor Eric Adams was asked about today's resignation of Police Commissioner Edward Caban.
He concluded that this is the best decision at this time. I respect his decision. And I wish him well.
Last week, it was learned Caban's phone was seized as part of a federal investigation involving several members of Mayor Adams' inner circle. This is AP News. The Postal Service has new delivery vehicles.
And they have air conditioning. Yeah, something most vehicles have had for more than 60 years. But they're not going to win a beauty contest. They're tall with massive windshields and hoods that look like a duck bill. But they are getting rave reviews from letter carriers who've had to put up with older vehicles that don't have modern safety features and are prone to breaking down, even catching fire. In these new vehicles, most of them electric, postal carriers are able to stand up without bonking their heads and walk from front to back to get packages. There are airbags, 360-degree cameras, blind spot monitoring, collision sensors, and anti-lock brakes, none of which postal vehicles have now. I'm Rita Foley.
The Sundance Film Festival is narrowing its search for a new home. There's a combination of Salt Lake City and Sundance's base for 40 years, Park City, Utah. The others are Boulder, Colorado, and Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.